This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, I know. And I was with him Sunday night, but I haven't yet. But I'm going to get a double check on the way home from work today.
So,
weird stuff. Oh, got to roll. Hold on.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks. We got Todd Kunin. We've got our friend over there, Cal Hunter. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys something.
Every time you say something correct, I'm going to play the...
Okay, play it. Play it. let me tell you something. The epiphanies I get on my drive to the studio, it just amazes me. I think I should be driving to the studio and back all day long because I get great thoughts. And let me tell you the thought I had.
Great thoughts.
Again, this is the 24th. Yes, this is the great thought. And the thoughts I get are just, I wonder if I could just conquer the world with those thoughts. And I was thinking, we are not a political show here. And what's nice about it is we'll argue all sides. We're lawyers. We can argue both sides, and we do. And probably most of you don't know all of our political leanings, which is good. But here's the deal. I figured out the best way to figure out who's going to win the election. Biden or I've got it. Biden, I know how to run a poll.
Now you've got Denise's interest.
Ready for this? Yeah, this is going to be the most interesting thing. Listen up. Turn the volume up. I'm serious. I have figured it out, and it's on the way here. This the way to poll things. You know the polls are all off. Oh, this poll's going to adapt the poll. It's simple. What you have to do is go around and add up all the pickup trucks in the United States, all right? Add those up. On the other side, add up the Priuses and the Subaru wagons and the
Lexus
Toyota wagons.
Hybrid.
No. Just because you have to just grab a... The reason I say that, Denise, is there are like a lot of in-betweens. Like a Lexus hybrid might be both.
Yeah.
But
my hybrid's in between.
It's so clear a pickup truck is going Trump. But I saw, a couple of a Subaru and I saw a Toyota wagon driving. There's Biden stickers all over the place, you know. And I'm saying to myself, and then, by the way, I did see a Prius driving, and it said, "I'm not a liberal" sticker on it.
I saw one in Reading where the guy had NRA stickers plastered all over
his Prius.
They wouldn't get one off the road.
Yeah. So that's all you have to do is go to statistics and say, well, Trump's winning because there's this many pickups more than that, or Biden's winning because it's this many more Subaru Wagoneers and Priuses. Isn't that a great thought?
Just go ahead and look at Car and Driver magazine or whatever when they go and they publish the who sold the most pickup trucks. And if Ford is having a banner year
again
of Super Duty diesel pickup trucks, that's a lot of Trump votes.
Well, I mean, when all those truck guys go, wait a minute, no more fossil fuel, and I just put $60,000 into a pickup truck.
But I'm telling you, now I know the Subaru wagons. And I know the Priuses, but I've seen a couple of Toyota. It's the smaller ones, you know. They're not the big ones. The Toyota wagons, you know, like station wagons. Biden stickers slammed all over those things. So again, I think it's about cars. We just have to add up the cars. Take the tweeners, like Denise said, you know, the Lexus hybrid. But you take because there's both. There's both. There's going to be an attorney.
With those 50-50.
Yeah, I think those are all, 60-40. You guys, we're going to make millions. We don't have to do radio law talk anymore.
Well, listen. So that makes me wonder.
Yes.
You know, because everybody's talking about the originalist and what were the founding fathers and what happened. So what is it that the Fred Penny of 1790 said when he came in to do the public, it's not a radio show, it was just we talking. He said, I figured it out. Here's my epiphany. I looked around, and if you see somebody riding their goat voting for the Democrats. Now, if somebody's driving, riding in their Arabian horse or their Clydesdale, my guess is they're voting for Jefferson.
No, what I would have probably done is just saying, when are you guys going to invent the toilet? That's the first thing I'm going to do.
Well, because it's all about that.
Look, not the can on the ship. You know, I'm looking for the Toto machine. You know, that's what I'd be asking. You know what? You can call us at 855 Law Radio. Remember, 855 Law Radio. Denise, do your thing.
855-529-7234.
You can go to Twitter, Instagram. I went to our
you
Instagram.
I tweeted. I am.
What about Instagram?
He's back to the toilet thing.
Go to our Instagram. Look what I tweeted out on our, or what I put out on our Instagram. That's kind of fun and interesting. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek local counsel. Don't use us unless you're around the dinner table with your in-laws. That's the only time you can use us. Today we're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about Epstein. Actually, not Epstein. Maxwell, his associate. They actually did release her deposition from a civil suit. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about, how do you like that, Todd? Amy Coney Barrett, we're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about some interesting things about this University of Utah case that is just bizarre, how a settlement just occurred with this athlete that was killed by a former boyfriend. Oh, yeah. This is an interesting legal, and I'm going to say civil legal case that I want to discuss.
Yeah.
And because Denise, as you guys know, is a family law attorney, and Todd's a former prosecutor for multiple DA's offices, more than one.
Not because I kept getting fired, mind you. No. It was because I moved.
Well, his wife kept leaving.
Before a new guy got elected.
No. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
His wife kept leaving him. So anyway, this is a hammer on the Is there anyone you want to hammer on right now, Cal or Denise?
No,
I
was just going to say every time Todd got a new cat, he had to move again. Which is pretty normal, I think.
So today,
16 different residences.
Yeah. And let me tell you, if you want to email us, go to info@radiolawtalk.com. Here's the best part about this show. The best part of this show, it's a three-hour show. Some of you, your station, I don't know why, only carries 2 hours or the last two, whatever. You can go to www.radiolawtalk.com. And you can listen live. So if your radio station, and by the way, we keep getting more and more stations grabbing us, is only turning on the first hour, just say, okay, thanks, and turn on our radiolawtalk.com and click listen live. You can listen to the rest of it.
And
right?
It's free.
It's free. Now, what happened, we have 2 minutes, and I know that we're doing a lot of anecdotal stuff. What happened this past week is important to note, is that I paid for dinner for Denise and Todd, and I did pay for lunch.
And a Subway sandwich
Todd,
for Cal.
Todd. I know, Todd. Yeah. He always laughs at me when I do that, just because I pause. Because his brother Dave is a friend of mine, too.
I've been doing a show with him for 3 years.
I did say Todd. Did I tell you your brother called me this week?
Every time he looks at me, I see that it was, is this Dave or Todd?
Dave on my brain.
My brother called you?
He called me. I'll talk about it later.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, brother. So, anyway, I paid for their. We had a nice dinner.
It was nice.
Because
dinner.
On case or no case, whoever gets the 50 points first is the winner, and the other co-hosts have to buy their dinner. And I've lost twice, so I had to buy for both. And Cal wasn't around, so I bought him. You guys had steak.
Yes.
Cal got, ready for this, a 6-inch Subway
chicken.
Footlong. A whole
$3. He got a 6-inch footlong? How does that happen?
Well, oh,
it's
no,
Subway.
That's
a lawsuit.
Subway.
Remember, there's a lawsuit.
Half foot long. That's right.
Okay, all right.
And
all right.
I bought it for him. So I took care of my duty. I gave you guys steaks so for over $100. And he got a 6-inch for about,
it was like $350, something like that. Yeah.
Well, man, I think I got the footlong cut in half.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I ain't even touching that one.
All right, we'll be back after this. Us crazy people.
We have much Radio Law Talk coming up here, including case or no case and dozens of cases about which we speak. That's coming up next right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're at the best part of Radio Law Talk. That is Case or No Case, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right, here we go. I take you to New York City, the city so nice they had to name it twice, New York, New York, where Aaron Schnorr was a screenwriter yearning for a little adventure. This New York City man decided a mechanical bull ride would be in order. There was one bar with such a beast at the time called Johnny Utah's, and on the door was a sign saying, "Do not ride the mechanical bull if you're intoxicated. And if you have to ride the mechanical bull, you have to sign a waiver." Well, Schnorr got all liquored up and signed the waiver anyway. And he got bucked off, and he got hurt. So he said, I hurt my arm. And he said, "I was drunk, and a promise I make while I'm drunk is invalid." He wanted someone to pay for his medical bills and some minor damages. And I ask you, Denise, I think it's your turn to go first now. I ask you, Case. Denise, see the I hate you look. Case. Case or no Case, what say you?
What was the name of the bar?
It's Johnny Utah.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Johnny Utah.
Utah's.
Johnny Utah's. Yeah. Okay.
Now, you can Google it if you want. No, you can't now.
Well, no, I'm not going to Google it right now. I just wonder if there's a Point Break anywhere in there, but go on.
Thanks for giving me a little time there to think.
Todd's here to serve.
Sorry, nothing to think about.
Screenwriter, he gets hurt. Mm-hmm. He was all liquored up, and he signed a waiver.
He did.
And I think the waiver would be binding, whether he's liquored up or not. And there was a warning on the door that says, "Do not ride it if you're drunk." So this is a perfect case. I think it's not a case.
Okay.
This is the perfect case of no case.
Yep.
Perfect no case. Very well. Mr. Penny, what say you? Did the guy get drunk at Johnny Utah's and want to reclaim his damages, so to speak?
There's a few issues we got to take into consideration.
Okay.
One, never follow Denise, what she says. What I do, it's always wrong. It's like Denise could be, she's smart as a whip, but if I follow her, I jinx the whole thing. And so that tells me I have to say no. It is a case on that one. But then I go back and say to myself, Aaron Schnorr.
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 S-C-H-N-O-R-E.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the way you spelled it.
Screenwriter.
I'm sure you spelled it Schnorr. And then Johnny Utah. It just doesn't add up. And it's too simple of a case. So I'm going to have to go. So I've got a dichotomy. I've got this. Every time I try to go against Cal, because it's so simple, I'm wrong. If I join Denise, I'm wrong. So either way, I'm going to be wrong. I'm with Denise. It's not a case.
All right. Very well. And Mr. Kunin, what say you? Did Mr. Schnorr try to recover drunken cowboy damages from Johnny Utah's?
Well, you know, the thing that struck me about Johnny Utah's, and the reason I said, well, we'll give you a Point Break on that, is because in the movie Point Break, Keanu Reeves' title character was Johnny Utah. That was the name of his as an FBI agent.
Perhaps it developed into a bar.
It could have, and we have a screenwriter here. I'm going to just buck the trend and say...
I see what you did there.
This buck is... The trend. Yeah, see?
Nice.
I'm going to say that this is a case, but I am going to rely on what I have learned from my esteemed colleague, Fred Penny, which is when it comes to waivers, you can sign all the waivers you want, but a waiver will never cure negligence. You can't sign away and get a waiver
for most negligence
and stuff. So, and if the person was there and was drunk, sure, there might have been a thing saying, don't ride the bull if you're drunk, which is good advice whether you're at a bar or out on the range.
Yes, exactly.
But so if you're... If you allow somebody that you look at and you say, oh, my gosh, they are clearly inebriated, and you still let them on the bull, I think that this is a case, and I think that Johnny Utah's, despite the similarity to Keanu Reeves' character and name, wins.
So you could say that.
Wait, the guy wins or the bar?
I think
the bar.
The guy wins. Yes, yes.
So you're saying that getting thrown off a bull could cost the bar a few bucks.
It could cost the bar a few bucks.
That fucking bull humor there.
Yes. Well, good job, Cal. That was really
smart. That was a good case.
So. Case, plaintiff wins.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, how many of you said this was a case? That would be Mr. Kunin. How many? Well, okay, so, well, congratulations.
Oh, dang it! Every time that I just don't follow you.
How many of you said that the plaintiff won in this case? That would be Todd. Congratulations!
Hey, damn it!
Relying on what I've learned from Fred Penny.
Benny.
And the judge, actually, you know what? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I lied. What? The judge ruled that even though Mr. Schnorr was drunk, he obviously wasn't too drunk to sign a waiver, and held that the waiver was in effect and that Johnny Utah's didn't owe him a penny. I'm sorry. So the other.
You got one.
Yeah, you got
one. I didn't owe him a penny.
So I didn't mess you up there. But anyway, at any rate.
Do I get a bonus point for the mental suffering I just felt by feeling like I won?
But if you have a chance to pick one up next time when I have another three dog night, case or no case for you.
Right. Hell, you know what you could do for him to help Todd out? You can give him a little child say. One of the child, one of the little kids. What's the little kid?
I don't know. Todd got a kid.
I could come up with one that says something like.
Stop whining.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
do something.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's a good one. Something else. Yeah, I'll give him one more just to make him feel better.
Okay, well, I got one more here.
All right. Oh, stop it. Oh,
I feel so much better now.
Is that better now? The trifecta. Well, when we come back, we are going to come back, I think. We don't have time to get into Epstein. Epstein and Maxwell. Maxwell, by the way, is the assistant to Epstein, who is, if you don't know what's going on, you better go back to reading something. But the guy with the jets and the private island, and her transcript, the courts, we've been talking about it, has finally released the transcript from her former civil trial that went on.
The deposition. Yeah.
And some interesting things. The redactions. There's redactions in there that are interesting that we're going to talk about when we come back. And what a redaction is, the courts are saying, we're going to allow this to come out, but there's certain things we're not going to allow. And we'll be back and talk about that.
And after the redactions, how many people heaved a sigh of relief? Whew. My name didn't show up, right?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk in 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Bottom of the hour break is coming up, and we'll continue after that. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots cannot be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped Friday as we come upon 10 days until Election Day. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He has a beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like
it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
There has been 1.5 million ballots cast in Pennsylvania so far. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in the eastern part of the state today. Meanwhile, President Trump, after casting his ballot in Florida, will be holding rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So who wants to give a brief overview as to Todd, Maxwell and FC, just a very brief, you know, sky-high overview of what this thing's about, those who have not been following this at all.
Okay, so the sky-high overview. The captain has just turned off the fasten your seatbelt signs. We are now cruising at 30,000 feet, and this is the sky-high.
Well, I'm sure you should have led with that. That's what happened.
And there we go. So Jeffrey Epstein, wealthy individual, the source of his wealth is still somewhat murky, but it claims it was in the financial industry, had a lot of powerful friends and was accused of several allegations that on his private island down in the, was it the Caribbean or to
Bahamas?
Okay. So in his private island that there were untoward sexual activities going on between adult males and underage females, and that there were allegedly a list of high-profile names on his Jeffrey Epstein's private jet that would frequent that island, and those are the allegations that go on.
Yeah, it was also at his home in New York.
And in his home in New York, but yeah. Still, that was the lifestyle, that he was procuring these sexual favors with underage females for his powerful friends.
Now, his assistant.
And now his assistant, Maxwell, now Epstein, as you know, was arrested and died while in custody. We won't get into the circumstances surrounding us. There's also a debate as to that. His former assistant, last name Maxwell, whose first name I still can't pronounce, was it Ghislaine Maxwell. She has now been indicted. She is facing criminal complaints or criminal charges for being a person who helped procure the underage females for these activities. That's what she's accused of. And what happened recently was, in a previous civil lawsuit filed by one of the then, and now an adult, but at the time underage female, in a previous civil lawsuit, Maxwell gave a deposition. And in the deposition, revealed information about her relationship with Epstein and participation, or lack thereof, whatever the case may be, in the activities that Epstein was accused of having engaged in. And so the big fight, because Maxwell thought that this deposition was supposed to be sealed, was not going to be released, and the big fight most recently was that prosecutors and folks wanted this deposition unsealed. And Maxwell was fighting it, saying, if you unseal that deposition, I will be denied due process in the criminal trial that I am now facing. And it was back and forth. And this last, was it Thursday, after all of the legal wranglings back and forth, the 400-page transcript that was previously sealed was released with some redaction.
There's only, yeah.
And redaction means the words are blacked out,
yes.
So you can't read the full context.
Or the persons about whom certain statements were being made.
So the one minor thing, I believe it was a newspaper that brought this under the
Freedom of Information Act.
Under FOIA, yeah. Yeah, and that's how this was. I don't believe either side really wanted them or asked for them to be disclosed. That's just the one minor thing.
Yeah.
I believe, Todd, that's the deal. So the transcripts come out,
yep.
And we as lawyers know that, and this is not, you know, ooh, they redacted things. This happens quite often.
It does.
And people are like, oh, what is this court's doing? This is all the time. And there's certain things that are confidential and shouldn't be revealed. And this is why I'm going to jump on my little soapbox. Here's a civil case. That a civil case is coming forward, they still have their Fifth Amendment right. You know, they can plead the Fifth. Right? But they don't, because they know, and Maxwell or any other people knew, okay, this is a protected document that is sealed, that we've all agreed on, and that nothing can come out. Therefore, I can willingly open up, you know? Or not necessarily open up, but at least I can testify. And so that's what I worry about, of them opening stuff like this up.
Yeah, it's starting to see the failure of the NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the non-disclosure agreements, because presumably that previous case was settled. Right?
Yeah, right.
It was presumably
right.
Settled. So you know there was agreements to seal documents, agreements not to talk about things and all of that. And right now there's a lot of cases coming down that are dealing with sexual misconduct allegations and the demise, if you will, of the non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah, and these are the contexts we see this in when the non-disclosure agreements, and I love the way you put that, the demise of the NDA. I mean, how many times have we seen somebody now running for political office and that there was a claim against them and they settled it and they were subject to the NDAs? And now you've got people, and I think there's a case we're actually going to cover that's similar to this, where people are going, let, insert the name of former plaintiff here, let them speak, don't hold the NDA over their head. And now the political candidate has to make this decision, well, if I want to keep running, do I go ahead and release the person that sued me previously from the NDA that I have with them? In this scenario, the value of a non-disclosure agreement is diminished greatly. Look what happened to Bill Cosby. He thought he had essentially a non-disclosure agreement or a non-prosecution agreement,
yeah,
based upon his willingness to give disclosures. That was undone. He's sitting in prison now because of it. And if there is no integrity that you can put on that agreement, if there is no faith that you can put in that agreement at the time you're entering into it, I see things coming to a dramatic halt in all phases of litigation.
It's going to ice this. It's going to cause an icing issue.
Yeah.
It's going to ice it. Here, and Todd knows this, and we know this, Denise, but Todd knows it more than us probably. There's a lot of times people just said, look, I'll take a plea because, look, I know I'm innocent, but the odds of me being found guilty are 50-50, and as Todd always says, it's either 30 years in prison or probation for a year.
You know?
What do you take? Well, you take the probation for a year, even if you didn't do it, just for the odds. But guess what?
You do that
with a civil action, too.
Yeah.
Which is why I went to San Quentin once in the capacity of as a news reporter. I took my camera. I'm going around doing a death row story, and several people came up and chatted with me because I had a camera, and I said, so what caused you to be here? bad deal with the DA, man. I'm innocent. I did not talk to one guilty person in San Quentin, and this is why.
That's a line from Shawshank. Right. Only guilty man in Shawshank.
No, but it's absolutely true that I did not speak with one, even the guy from my home county on death row. He said, Cal, I took a lousy deal with the DA. I rolled the dice, and I lost. Yeah. You're making a great point here.
Sometimes. And I'm not saying they're all that way, but you have to think about that if you're being prosecuted.
And the toll it takes on your family, the toll it takes on you personally, that stress. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you would opt to just, you know, take
a
deal.
And in a civil case, too, it's the same thing as a lawyer in a civil. A lot of people say, well, okay, yeah, I caused part of this accident in California. It's a, you know, you can apportion fault. And I don't believe I did. I think I'm in the right. But, you know, I'll pay X amount of dollars just to get rid of this thing. And they sign these documents that say we're not admitting anything.
Yeah.
So if you've tuned into Radio Law Talk at all or much over the last year, you've probably heard the name Johnny Depp, right?
Yes,
you've heard that.
I was thinking
up.
Of that too.
And so this is what we're talking about is a good example, in my opinion, of why Mr. Depp is fighting for his name and fighting charges or filing lawsuits, because somebody could look at Johnny Depp and say, look, the amount you stand to gain is far less than the amount maybe you're spending in lawyers' fees. But I could see Depp looking at it going, you know, I got the money to fight it, one. And two, it's the principle of the matter, because if you just roll over and don't say anything, then the public thinks that whatever was said about you is true.
And three, right? How do you get your name back once that stuff is pasted on the wall?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, Justin Bieber's another example of that, where somebody had said that he had inappropriate relations with her in that case, and he had to stand up and say, no, and I'm standing up for my reputation.
Right. Right. And so you see the flip side. If they don't stand up for themselves, you see what happens in cases where somebody in a plea deal, typically in the criminal law context, they'll enter a plea of nolo contendere, or some jurisdictions they call it no contest. And it's what you said, Fred. I'm just not going to contest the charges. I'm not necessarily going to admit that I did that, but given what I'm being offered, this is what I am willing to take to make this go away, because I can't afford to defend myself. I can't afford to deal with the outcome if I am wrongfully convicted. And guess what? People are wrongfully convicted all the time.
It's like the grandfather with the child on the ship, right?
Yes.
It's like he just pled guilty to something and he doesn't think he did, but it had to come to an end. They need to grieve the child, the loss of the child, and his family was suffering.
Yeah. We're going to be back and talk about some of the things that were in the transcript when we come back. Cal, you can take us out and do it professionally for us, okay?
I'll do my best. We thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk and remind you that Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific. And if you don't hear it then on your radio station and you'd rather listen to it then, you may, free, at RadioLawTalk.com. Click the Listen Now button. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances.
Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So if you want to call us, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Again, 7234, 529-7234. You know, what's interesting, you're thinking, okay, this 400-page transcript's going to come out. There's redactions, and as I read some of the stuff, it's like, ho-hum. You know, and actually, what happened is exactly what I thought would happen. She denies everything, you know. There's just like, you know, no, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. No, that's not true. I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that.
The one thing that I found interesting from the transcript was the manner in which the attorneys were asking questions. There is an example that we are often given when you go to some sort of course on how to do cross-examination or direct examination about asking the loaded question and things like that. For example, when did you stop beating your wife? Well, you can't give a good answer to that question, because if you say, I've never stopped beating my wife, what's the inherent allegation? That you beat your wife, right? If you say, well, I stopped beating my wife 5 years ago, what's the inherent allegation?
I used
to beat my wife. What if you never beat your wife, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter the answer.
Exactly.
The question, that it doesn't matter which way they answer that question, is going to get them.
And so what I saw in the transcript is that there were a lot of those type questions that were asked of Maxwell. For example, this one here, I think the attorney asked her, let's see.
Yeah. go ahead. I know what the one you're getting to. So he's asking her about recruiting girls, and she said this. You don't ask me a question like that, she replied. First of all, you're trying to trap me. I will not be trapped. You're asking me if I recruit. I told you no. But he asked it in multiple different ways.
And this was the question.
Yeah.
The question was, quote, have you ever said to anybody that you recruit girls to take the pressure off you so you won't have to have sex with Jeffrey? Have you ever said that? Well, that is a loaded question, because if you say, no, I never said that to anybody, then the follow-up is, but so you didn't want to have sex with Jeffrey. Because you can't answer the second part of that question if your focus is on whether or not you had answered that. Of course, if you say, well, no, I never didn't want to have sex with Jeffrey, then it leaves open the first part of the question was, oh, so you did recruit him. That's not the reason why. It's a loaded question.
And she's currently being charged with perjury, and I think that she made that mistake, quite honestly, because first she says, I never let underage children or girls come in. I've never recruited them. I never brought them in. And then at the end, she talks about knowing that this one particular plaintiff, a former plaintiff, was only 17.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's where they've got her.
Now, I will say this. The defense to that is going to be where they were in terms of jurisdiction. Because if they were in a jurisdiction, I believe New York may be this, where the age of consent is 17, then her statement could be true that I never knew somebody was underage, as in below the age of consent, but I knew this person was 17, ergo I thought she could consent. There are some states where the age of consent is under 18, but if that is the jurisdiction, then she could be true. Now they've got to figure that out, but still.
Yeah, because they have several jurisdictions. He had a home down in Florida as well, because that first charges brought against him in 2006 was out of Florida.
Yeah, so it's gonna matter on the jurisdiction. I just thought that the questions were a lot of them were not that I'm trying to defend Maxwell or in what she's if it turns out that it was true that she did the things she's accused of, I'm not trying to defend that or anything. What I'm saying is that she was asked a lot of questions that were there was no way you could give an answer to
yes.
that. It's a gotcha question.
I could understand her being frustrated with that for sure. Now the interesting part is
a lot
was redacted.
Yeah.
What information was redacted from this? And it appears that there are at least two individuals that were, their names were redacted, and the judge actually gave them time to file a brief to discuss whether or not they should be unredacted.
Well, here's an interesting thing.
And they're known as John Doe's here. They're not being mentioned by name.
Here's a couple more interesting things I found, Denise. I found that, now the plaintiff, don't forget, the plaintiff bringing this lawsuit was allegations that she was sexually, molested as an underage person. And in those, don't forget, her stuff was unsealed. And in there, she flat out said that she was told to have sex with Prince Andrew, George Mitchell, and Alan Dershowitz. What's between you and I, that's pure allegations. And because, a person can say anything they want, right?
Sure.
And I guess the question is, and I'm wondering, they won't do this, but what if she was caught lying and that wasn't true? Does that mean that she can be prosecuted like Maxwell for, lying under oath?
So I think
will it?
I think the technical answer to your question is yes. Perjury is perjury.
Right.
The technical answer to your question is yes. The political answer to your question is not likely. That they would take the victim.
And I agree with that.
I thought it would have been interesting when they protect the names, they give the redaction, and they say, and they're referred to as John Doe. Well, we'll call him Prince John Doe. But but nobody will know who he is, but that's what we're going to. No, that's too obvious. Well, it's called Sir John Doe. That's what it'll be.
Former President John Doe.
That's all a joke, by the way, guys. We don't get sued.
Just teasing.
Here's the other thing that's interesting. The puppet.
The puppet.
I thought you were going to say that. Denise, tell about the puppet. That was kind of weird. They got asked these questions about a puppet. Supposedly it was a gift to a certain person. And let's not, look, innocent until proven guilty. I truly believe that. But a puppet in their likeness was given to them. And they used the puppet to create things or what?
It's like sand play in a therapy for children.
Therapy. Yeah.
It was like using that puppet to
do
to do
weird things.
Acts. And Ghislaine was alleged to have taken a picture of two young women sitting on Prince Andrew's lap with the puppet.
Let's say Prince Doe. Okay. So.
No.
Because they called him Andy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Andy. All right. Right? Randy Andy.
But again,
we're not saying that
was a puppet name.
All we're saying is this is what is in the, at least alleged in these depositions. So yeah, that isn't that bizarre? Using the puppet. I don't know. And then somehow what? Another friend, Virginia Roberts, sitting on someone's lap in a caricature of you know, some, I don't know. So many weird things. I can't even figure out what's what in this deposition. You know, what do you mean by that? You know, someone else, so-called assistant, is sitting on someone's knee. Well, sitting on Epstein's knee. Yeah, and you know, using that as an example. It's like all these weird things. But they are redacted, they are using this deposition in the criminal case to say that she was not forthright, which, again, I think can be a constitutional issue if this deposition was truly meant, had an NDA, non-disclosure, and was protected. Why can you now be prosecuted for it? That's the thing that scares me, guys.
Yeah. So, it is definite. Look, like many things that we deal with in society today, things that we thought were sacrosanct or ironclad, this is your protected information in the lockbox because of the NDA or the privilege or your agreement with the prosecution, those notions, those concepts legally have been turned on their head. And people are scrambling to figure out where the chips are going to fall, where the dust is going to settle in light of that. And it's the uncertainty scares a lot of people, and rightly so.
But Maxwell's deposition, just so you know, she flat out denies most everything, pretty much everything.
What I found interesting was they kept trying to use the word recruit. She was recruiting young girls for this sex ring. And they used those words. And she kept saying, I hired many people. So she was saying that they actually paid for the people's, you know, services.
Well, could have been out there washing dishes or cleaning the house.
Or flying the plane.
Which is interesting because if it turns out that people were paid for their services and they were sexual in nature and those people were underage, that's even worse for her.
That's my point.
You're hiring underage prostitutes.
Right. And if you remember what Epstein pled to out of Miami was prostitution.
Yeah.
That's what he pled to, and they called the victims prostitutes.
Yep.
Yeah, this is all crazy. Anyway, it's all allegations. That's what we say. We're going to be back, talk about Amy Coney Barrett. Hold on. We're in hour two.
As Fred just said, the second hour of Radio Law Talk is coming right up in just a little bit right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on many of our affiliated radio stations. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that as we continue after the top of the hour break.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.